You okay with the Gordons?
I don't know, I'm starting one.
Matt, what was this list you texted to me?
What?
You texted me a list, but not in list form. It was a picture of a list.
This is a list of items I've put in my mouth today.
Oh, that's the that I thought I sent you a message with that.
Nope, it's just the
That should
list all
have
by
had
itself.
text with it. Yeah, no,
Nope.
I put text with it. That's the Department of Homeland Security was forced to release their watch list keywords. So
Oh, okay, so that's cool.
that's what the list is. That's the watch. Those
Yeah,
are the ones they look for on social media.
I sadly got no
Related.
words with that. It was just the list. And I'm like, what does this mean?
What
He
would have
thought
been
he was trying to
funnier?
bomb the president
What would be
while praising
funnier is if
Allah.
Amanda posted it on Facebook asking somebody's like, somebody sent me this list and I'm not sure what it means.
I
Anyone
got
help me figure it
salmonella and
out?
smallpox.
This is the list of national monuments I've lost staring contests to.
Organized crime, gangs, screaming, standoff, dirty bomb, suspicious package. Well, damn, they're coming after me.
Wait, suspicious.
You know, let me look at this
Heather,
again.
Put that on
checking out
Facebook.
suspicious
What is
packages.
the rationale behind suspicious package? I think that's a literal only
Hazmat,
government.
nuclear, chemical spill, toxic, national laboratory, cloud.
You know, I got your suspicious package
Cloud.
right here.
Everyone says cloud.
Powder,
Cloud?
powder in parentheses, white.
Just talking
They
about the
oh wow,
money.
ricin, sarin, North Korea.
Oh, North Korea. Got it.
You should make a song out of this.
Are
Someone
we
should.
recording all of this right now?
Yep.
Got your
Hi,
suspicious
all of
package
our
right
fine men in
here.
Homeland Security.
Plague, human to animal, agro-terror, tuberculosis, pork, water slash airborne, wave,
pork.
I think this might. I think
mutation,
this might have been a fake list they sent out. So.
agriculture, H5N1,
Agrocrag.
avian, public health,
What?
salmonella.
Public health is not allowed.
Food poisoning, food, foot and mouth.
What?
Wait, foot and mouth? Is a sign of being
Symptoms,
terrorists
mutation.
saying stupid things that embarrass you?
Foot and mouth disease, Zach.
FMD,
I actually know someone who got foot and mouth disease fairly recently. It's a terrible illness.
Oh, God, really?
Is it?
I've only
Yeah.
known it as hoof and mouth disease because
Wait,
it
no, that's
normally
real.
hits cattle.
Wait, that's really an illness?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Foot and
It's.
mouth disease.
Oh, foot and
Yeah.
mouth. I thought you said foot in mouth.
Nah, it's
That's disease of
shortened down from.
contortionism.
Yeah. It's a shortened down from hand, foot, and mouth disease.
Okay.
What is it,
That
though?
makes a lot more sense.
I thought it was a kind of
They,
necrosis.
yeah, more or less. It's a form of necrosis that hits your hands, your feet, and your mouth.
How did your friend get it?
Apparently, like, who even knows?
Okay. Okay.
No, I liked that. That was the
It has an incubation time after all.
I remember that. This just reminds me of a Ricky Gervais joke about how AIDS started. That it's like they believe, you know, they thought it was about a hunter who was like cutting up chimp meat, you know, had cut one of the infected monkeys, and that got in his bloodstream and it transformed. And I'm just imagining, and given the other way it's given the other way it happens, you really have to wonder that it's like, well, you have this immune deficiency disease that only attacks monkeys. Well, how'd I get it? Well, you're either chopping up chip meat. Ew, no. Well, or you were having sex with a monkey. What was the other one? The chip meat? Yeah, that was that.
Now all I can think of is that song Butcher Pete from Fallout 3.
Trying to cut the wind in the rain.
That meat's gonna be the end of Butcher Pete.
I've never actually listened to side two of that record.
Turn this record over. You ain't seen nothing yet.
I mean, I could hear it. It's public domain music.
Yeah, you totally could.
I kind of wonder if that's why Fallout has the 1950s aesthetic, because they could just get all the soundtracks for it for free.
Well, that and they had the aesthetic of the Vault Boy and all that.
Well,
Like from
yeah,
the very start from
I
Fallout
wonder
1.
when the 1950s aesthetic started to become a part of started to become a part of the design, if Pip-Boy was like the first thing, or
Well,
if they.
Fallout 1 had 1950s styles advertisement for the Vault Tec
Well,
stuff.
yeah, but I'm saying in the development of Fallout 1, when did they decide
You
to
want to
take.
know whose idea it was?
Yeah, if they originally had a different kind of aesthetic and then they switched to 1950s and then they switched to the 50s designs.
Well, when you think nuclear, you think the 50s.
Yeah,
get on.
The 50s and the 60s, yeah, the nuclear age, but then it's like 2077 is like when the war happened.
get on the Chris Avalon Twitter.
It's, I honestly,
I
think...
uncertain as you were saying that.
Like,
get on
honestly,
Twitter.
Get on Chris Avalon's Twitter. I'm sure he's good guy.
Okay, James. Do you have problems with your brain?
Okay, you convinced
Wait,
me.
Wait, we weren't on Mars. We weren't on Mars this whole time. Guess I got brain problems.
All right, so guys, so has this recording been going good for the last minute?
Yep. All
right, let's do this then before it gets too late.
Yeah.
All right, so now I'm going to BRB as I'm going to make myself some coffee.
All right. Basically, we can just probably assume that except for Anichka, everybody just charges in, and we're going to start a giant melee at the end of the round.
Yeah. This is going to be a clusterfuck.
Yeah, see, that's why I did the thing I did, because I wanted to turn it into a whole bunch of small fights and not a big fight.
Well, yeah, but that was the problem is that they decided that once they were down two people to just hole up, and there wasn't a whole lot we could do.
See, that's the thing. When I was doing mine, because I wanted to avoid giant, huge fights, I made sure that everybody I had was spread out and would remain spread out.
Right.
Also because, yeah, the mechanical part of this, which is why I added the whole thing about not reinforcing, is that this is a thing I made for one specific scenario and didn't plan to really reuse. So it falls prey to one of the issues with poor strategy games, that the best plan is just to take all your dudes, put them into a lump, and send them out.
Right. I think one thing that might be a thing to do is would be to, rather than have it be the entire combat is resolved in, you know, like in one turn, do something like two or three, have it do like two or three rounds, and then either keep track of how much damage is, either have it just
yeah,
go two or
I
three
just
downs
kinda...
and then give people, you know, and then next turn comes, people have a chance to reinforce if they're nearby, or you
see,
know,
and the thing, yeah, see, that was kind of the, I had that kind of thing before, and the problem I realized is that if everybody, with the size of the map I had, if everybody could move two or three squares, then by the time everybody reinforces, then there's no point in me using the map, because everyone will have reinforced to the same square.
Right, but the trick is not all the enemies reinforce. So the thing is, as long as you don't have all the enemies charge the same square,
I'm saying that everyone will eventually.
Well,
do
then
that.
You can have enemies cut off the people trying to reinforce before they can reinforce, though.
Yeah, or you know, enemies start moving towards the things we want to protect while we are reinforcing.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of things I had considered in this mainly giving you guys things to protect is the big thing that I did in that. Because you guys had bases, you had the Fabrizio bar, you had Dr. Margus' place.
Yeah, we had multiple places that we didn't want anything to happen to that we wanted to keep an eye on. So that helps with it. We can't just pool all our guys in one place and do stuff.
Yeah, because the thing about rain is that the thing about rain, which is where I pulled the rules from for armies, is that you don't even have a map in that. You just have, I have this many armies, and you know that the enemy has this many armies. And anytime, one of the things that's neat about rain is anytime you make an action, it expends resources, regardless of what you do with it, because it just takes time and effort to do things. So you can take as many actions in the course of a turn.
As you have resources.
Yeah. And also doing that weakens your stuff. Like, you know, if you have one big army and you split them up, you start and you keep splitting them up to combat more people, then your armies keep getting weaker. Also, if you have armies attack multiple times, they're weaker on that front.
Back in just a sec.
Yeah, no. I guess if we're gonna try and actually make this a reusable thing, I'll try and put more. I'll try and fine tune it a bit more.
Yeah, I think the trickiest thing is to balance how much can happen on a single turn, because it seems like entirely deciding to combat on a single turn is too much, but maybe one turn of combat to one turn of movement outside might be too short.
Yeah,
so.
Well, because, yeah, that's the thing. I was saying, in my head, overland turns were, like, anywhere between 5 and 30 minutes.
Makes sense.
Which is why I had combat. Just if you get into combat, then you just fight the whole thing, because combat, according to the actual rules of the game, happens in 6-second rounds.
Right. That makes a bit more sense there, where we were also moving across an entire city in.
Yeah, that was my
times, and only like two people had powers that affect movement. I think that it sort of breaks down when there's powers that affect movement.
Yeah, I wrote that for that specific, and also I didn't have a lot of stuff for Fog of War or anything like that, because you guys had a hive mind.
That too, yeah.
And also the enemy had a hive mind, so I didn't have to worry about anything with them either.
So, has anyone here not read the books for Game of Thrones?
I have not done anything with Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
I do not Game of Thrones at all.
I have watched a YouTube video of people playing the Game of Thrones board game, in which, in the course of an hour, they managed to play one turn of it.
Oh God. I'm back.
It's an awesome game, dude. Like, it'll make you want to murder your friends, but it's an awesome game.
Well, they also only played, like, one round of it because they were drinking.
Wait, it was on Beard and Board Games?
Yeah.
Oh, it was, right. I remember now. They didn't really do anything, and they were drunk, which is probably not the best way to play that game.
Alright, so I'm back, everybody, and so is Manda's. So, let us do this thing. Let us get this madness happening.
And fight a bunch of, Melgear Wraith in the rectum. Damn near kill him.
God damn it.
What?
I know what you said.
Yes. I'm glad you can comprehend language, Manda.
Thank you. I've been studying it for 23 years.
Have you? I thought you lived in West Virginia.
Shut up.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah.
Why do you think you had to study it?
At least it's not Ohio.
Hey, we speak pretty good English over here.
How many people were arrested in that kindergarten graduation fight?
I don't know. How many people got arrested over in Steubenville?
Damn it.
Oh!
Not enough.
You got me. Wait, Steubenville is in Ohio.
Yeah, but it pretty much belongs in West Virginia.
Take it back!
Nope. It's all yours now.
At least you're not Florida. Either you aren't Florida.
Yep, we can both agree on that fact.
Man arrested after eating his own lit joint.
I want to be Florida man, though. He has such an interesting life.
You'd be Florida woman first off, Manda.
Florida man has more interesting stories.
Also, apparently, the RPPR listener survey under what other podcasts have you subscribed to, ours is listed there. So we're like,
so we're like
100 others, but ours is listed there.
How are we doing?
I don't know. I don't get the results because I'm just taking it.
Get the results, Matt. Do your computer things.
Yeah, I'll get on that.
Yeah, hack the mainframe.
Get out your keyboard and plink your plonks.
Yeah, I'll go hack the Gibson.
You gotta manipulate the data, Matt.
Increase the tremolo on the Moog.
A Moog is a type of piano keyboard.
Yep.
Yeah, I know that from a song.
I know. My roommate next semester is way too into techno and synthesized music. He has a Moog and a guitar.
Right. Oh.